I need you to help me out. My husband thinks this is completely normal that he does this when we go out to dinner with other couples and our friends. And I find it so, one, disgusting and two, embarrassing. And he doesn't think so at all. And I'm not sure if I'm being a nagging wife or not. All right, here's a conversation we had last night.
There's something that you do often whenever we're out with friends that drives me crazy.
What do I do that drives you crazy when we're out with people?
You always ask to try their food. You always ask. And then they always have to cut a piece of their food and put it on a plate and give it to you. And I think that it's weird that you eat, like, people's food.
Well, when they offer, that's not me asking. That's them offering. So I have to accept and be cordial.
But if you say, oh, wow, that looks good, what do you think they're going to do? They feel like they have to offer you a piece.
I like to taste a lot of food.
He eats people's food when we go out with them. Like, he always would be like, oh, is it good? Does it look good? And then, of course, like, you know, people always automatically say, would you like to try it?
Yeah, because they feel like nobody will ever say yes.
Paul says yes every single time.
Yeah.
And then there's the, oh, let me get a side plate. And then they have to, like, they haven't even tasted their food yet. They've taken, like, maybe a bite. And they have to cut a section of whatever they're eating, put it on a plate, and give it to Paul. And he will go so far. Is at the end, if there's more,
yeah.
He's like, you're going to finish that?
You're going to wrap that up? I thought it was pretty good.
I was like, you can't eat off of people's plates. Like, you can't ask people to try their food.
I love the idea of people cutting off pieces of their food for him like he's 7 years old.
All the time.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's no time where this is okay unless you're, like, dating somebody, right? There's no situation that you want to share your food with somebody unless you're first dating. It's like a courtship thing because there's a little bit of a sensuality to that. Changing it. All right. Or they treat you like a child again.
He doesn't think it's a big deal. And there's been, like, plenty of times where we go out with, I mean, it's one thing if it's our best friends that we're with all the time. You're grabbing fries off their plate or whatever that is.
Still,
you
don't
know?
Touch my fries. But OK, I understand that that's a different situation.
But we've been out with, like, couples that I would call them, like, C-level couples. Like, you don't really know them all that well.
I wouldn't call them C-level couples out loud. What I would say is that you don't see them all that often.
Well, that's what I mean.
What I would say.
They're not like people that you're with all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them C-level people.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I just don't want you to offend people that, you know, you might be talking about.
Well, people that we don't see all that often.
right.
These are people that you still have to, like you have to put on, like, a pair of jeans when you see them. You can't go out with them in your sweatpants.
See that?
You know?
They may be C-level individuals, but you still have to dress up for them. Right.
Yeah, and he will do it to them. He will ask them, like, to try their food. He'll be like, oh, is that good? Oh, like, let me get a piece of that. Let me get a piece of that. And, like, it's not even like a steak sometimes. Sometimes it's like a burger. Like, who wants to cut a piece of a burger?
I can't even imagine.
Right?
I cannot even. I mean, I would call somebody out if they asked me, how is that? I'd be like, it's good. They'd be like, do you mind if I try it? I'd be like, of course I mind if you try it. It's a burger.
People are always giving it to him. And the question is 1-800-330-9999. Am I overreacting? Am I a jerk for being like, you know, you have to stop doing that? Do you think people actually like to give him food to try? And would you eat off somebody else's plate when you're out to dinner with them?
Mm.
Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is it okay to try other people's food at your table when you go out to dinner with them? And I'm not talking about, like, your kids or your spouse, like the other people, friends and coworkers and things like that.
Yeah.
My husband does this all the time. He lays a trap. He goes, oh, that looks great. And the person will be like, a normal person would react, oh, you want to try? Now, the average person will be like, no, I'm good.
Of course not.
Not my husband, Paul.
Just curious.
He'll be like, yeah, cut me a piece. And then he hands over his side plate. Here he is defending himself.
I like to taste a lot of food.
He likes to taste a lot of food, right? He thinks it's completely normal. We've been disagreeing about this.
The handing over of the side plate, pretty forward. Pretty forward.
Do you think that he's wrong that he does that? Or is he right? Like, who cares? People offer. What's the big deal if he says yes? Hi, it's Yen on Raven.
It's very simple. I'd say, you know what? This is absolutely the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. And when he says, do you mind if I try a piece? I would say, absolutely. Waiter, do me a favor. Can you give me another order of this? Because my friend here really wants to try it.
Except my friends are too nice and they always just give it to him.
Mm.
But then again, if you're put in that situation, what are you going to do? Like, are you really going to be like, call the waiter over? You're like, yeah, no, try some. Have a bite here.
Here's the thing. If somebody offered me a piece off their plate, I'm actually not going to accept it because it feels so forward and awkward for me to do it that
well,
I'm going
to say,
no. Honestly,
yeah.
No.
That's like when you order a cocktail somewhere, a different cocktail, and they're like, oh, can I try your drink? Like, you say yes, but then you're like, Really? You're going to try my drink?
Yeah, you're going to like spit my drink.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Get your mouth off my drink.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Is it gross to share food with people that you don't know that well?
Absolutely. There's no way my wife will allow me to do that.
See?
If you were just taking bites off of everybody's plate, what an awkward dinner party.
I mean, that's my life.
Yeah. I want to imagine the party that you're at, too, and he gets more than one piece from somebody, right? Like, three people give him a piece of something.
We go out to dinner with 10 people. He doesn't need to order dinner.
Right.
He just collects from
everybody's
plate.
He's got, like, an appetizer plate. Right. He's got a sampler.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Is it gross or no?
I think it's completely gross. I had an ex 2 years back that did the same thing, and It was a little cringy. It was weird.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You think it's weird?
I don't know. I think that people like really differ on this, but I personally love trying like all my options, even if that means that it's someone else's meal. So I say go for it. Like, variety is the spice of life. Like, that way you can try a bunch of different things. Like, I'm definitely like teaming with your husband.
So surprising.
Me too.
I don't want anybody's foreign fork on my plate. And here's the thing. If you're coming in with your fork, 100%, I'm pushing that food to the side of my plate for you to grab it in one shot.
Mm.
And because I want to act like it didn't happen. That's what I want to do. Is in my mind, I want to be like, nope, he didn't touch that with something that he had his mouth on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think? Can you eat other people's food?
I don't know. It sounds like your husband's like a large-sized dog, like going around the room, you know. You ever been to somebody's house and there's like, they got a dog that can get his face like, up in your plate? Like, I don't know, man. That's off-putting.
It's like, an accurate picture.
It's a really good analogy,
actually.
It really
is. It's like the dog that's just sitting on your feet waiting for a little bite until you finally give in and give them something under the table.
That's really Paul.
But the dog knows how to use a fork.
Right.
Like, imagine if a dog could use a fork.
And he's imposing enough when he's asking you for your food.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a dog bully in the house. Yeah.
Right. It's a persuasive dog that can use a fork.
Right.